The game is going global, Anthony. I'm sorry to say that. I don't know if it's better for the game or not, but it seems like the NFL is trying to get some wings on it. What say you? You for that?
The expansion?
Expansion.
Hey, man. The NFL going to do what they want to do. Roger Goodell made it abundantly clear.
That's a fact.
There's no doubt that we will have a team permanently outside of the USA. So
Yeah. You're going to have more than one. You have to have two.
What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, Canada and Mexico. Yeah. That's where I see them going. It's got to make sense flight-wise. I mean, it's like, what's the difference? Most of the country going to Seattle? When Carolina or Jacksonville go to Seattle, you got to do what? You got to pack a lunch. Mexico, Canada, where else do you think would be?
I mean, those two make the most sense. I mean, those are the closest.
Yeah.
Toronto, I know the NHL already has three teams. They got the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens,
mm-hmm.
and then the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
And then you also got in the NBA, the Raptors in Toronto. So
CFL, they have the
Argonauts.
I mean, they get it. I think the quickest transition would be Canada, Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be crazy. But what's next after that? What's the next tier? It's not the first two places. Where's the third and fourth?
I don't know.
I have no idea about that. That to me is the question.
Because if you're one of those teams, if they were to go to Europe, you have to travel.
Oh, they'll eventually. They said that.
That would be
that'll
annoying,
be Jacksonville.
Man.
The Jacksonville
that would,
ownership.
That would be brutal.
Yeah.
That would be brutal.
Done it once, and it was. It's crazy.
It's 17 games, and you got to worry about 6, 7, 8 hour travel. That's just to the East Coast. Who say you don't have a game on the West Coast?
Yeah. No, you'd have to center the scheduling.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd have to be coming off a bye, going to a bye. You got to figure it out.
I think you got to keep it in North America, man. You got to.
But eventually.
You can't go to Europe.
That's what they want, man. They want Germany. They want
you
London.
You can't have a team permanently over there.
And you know, once you, and the team and Saudi Arabia,
That's too much. That's too much time, like, in the air. Like,
where's
the R&R, Doc?
You can't just have one team. Yeah, four teams. Expand. That's the thing about it. Every trip can't be
four teams. So all those four teams always going to play against one another?
No, but I mean, you got to cut it down. That European side of it and the NFL, I just think it's got to be more than one.
I guess like teams are going to be away from their family for 2 weeks at a time. Then you go to Europe, you got to stay over there for two. I mean, the Jags, they do it.
The Jags do it.
They're over there for 2 weeks.
So here's the key. To me, they'll go. Does somebody replace them here? Do you add another team here? How does that work? Because they're going.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. And that's going to be it. The next, it's where else other than that? Than London. Where's the next one?
And is it only going to be East Coast teams? If you're the Rams, if you're the Seahawks, are you gonna want to travel to Europe?
Well, you can do it before the break. You can do it the first game of the season.
That's the longest flight ever.
Yeah,
and you probably have
planning.
A connecting flight.
But it's planning. Ching ching. How much you wanna make? How much cheddar do you want?
I mean, you probably do want to make money, but at the same token, Doc, you need rest and recovery. For your body.
They're not going over in a Volkswagen.
Like when they talk about the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Being one of those teams that traveled a ton of miles last year. Like, I forgot what the data was, but teams that didn't travel as much as some other teams, like, they're better because you have time to actually rest and recover.
If we had a better team, I could judge that.
Yeah.
If we had a better team, I can't judge off that team. team wasn't very good, man. I don't give a damn if you were playing in Alaska. I mean,
when we went 12-5, I'm pretty sure
that team's different. Yeah. You said last year.
We also didn't
team.
Travel that much either, though, Doc. We didn't travel that far. We didn't lead the league in, you know, miles. Or we weren't near the top of it anyway. That stuff matters.
I would agree.
That's my biggest concern when it comes to.
But the you couldn't stop a cold. You had no edge, and no pressure. It was just a lousy outfit, and I can't put a schedule on that. You didn't block well enough. You didn't block and tackle well enough. The year before you did, and I think if you had the same distance in it, you would have still been butt kickers. Because you went after people. I mean, it was just different. And also the perception. Nobody was afraid of you 2 years ago. Then you scared the hell out of people, and they came to embrace themselves and buckled you. Because you had a bad offseason. You just didn't retool. Now you've got a hell of an offseason because you gutted it, and now you're reloading, and this is going to be the telltale. It's going to tell us a lot. So last break at 6:47 here in the nation's capital. DOC, Ant-Man's picking himself back up. Don't be afraid to call in and just tell him how much you care about him before we go. I don't want to put him out back here in the society, in the public, after y'all beat him up for 3 hours. We'll be right back.